in order. 62, his debut album, came out, No Time for Dreaming. It's mind-blowing to me. Up ahead of that, another one from him from his second album, Strictly Reserved for You. I played you a fantastic one called... I played you a fantastic track called Strictly Reserved from You off of his great second album, Victim of Love, which was released in 2013. And kicking off the set... the tribute to Charles Bradley, one from his last record, Good to Be Back Home, and that's from his third and final album, Changes, released April of 2016. And as you all know, he sadly passed away this past Saturday, September 23rd, at age of 68. What a life he had, though, right? Three albums, toured the world. Everyone loved him, and he loved everybody. And he lived more in those couple of years than I think a lot of us ever will. So it's sad that he's gone, and it's sad that Sharon Jones is gone. I still mourn that. It's been a while, but you know, they left behind so much good music. It's just fantastic. And you know, you can see there's this really great documentary on Charles Bradley called The Soul of America. And I believe you can find it on Amazon now, or maybe Netflix. But it follows him up until his release. Well, it just kind of goes back. It follows his life, and it chronicles the party, the release party for his album No Time for Dreaming. And you know, he's been in the spotlight for a while. He'd been a James Brown impersonator for most of his life, and that's how he gained the nickname Screaming Eagle of Soul. He went by that when he was playing James Brown, or James Brown Jr. And you know, then one day he decided, you know what, I want to make my own music and become my own thing and not be, you know, James Brown anymore. And that's how his 2011 debut album came out. So check it out. It's called Charles Bradley, Soul of America. It's really, really great. Take my word for it. All right, my friends. It is the top of the hour, which can mean only one thing. It is time for the WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Every week, I pick out a song from all the submissions that come through the Music Savage email, and there's a lot of them. And I find one that I think you should hear and I should post about it. So I found one from Calgary band called Raleigh, and they have a new album that is out today, September 29th. It's called Powerhouse Bloom, and I selected one of their singles as the song of the week, and you can find it on the WMFO blog. You can also find it on MusicSavage.com. Here it is, the song of the week from Calgary band Raleigh, right here on the Music Savage Show, WMFO Medford.
You'll always have smokes if you always give buckets of love. Like Liz said, Teddy was living on Beatles and drugs. He had a blue-eyed love that lived an Indian girl. Lived alone in the warm wet fields in his corner of the world.
Just you. But I still quite like the way your shoes can make me feel something new. I turned into you.
I turned into you.
So help me.
Yeah.
I was just getting my dance on here in the studio. You know how it is. Great stuff right there from Curtis Harding. Man, I love that song. The track's called Need Your Love, and that single is off the Atlanta-based musician's upcoming new album, Face Your Fear, and that's out October 27th on Anti Records. Up ahead of that, Whitney. Great new stuff from Whitney. A track called You and Me. It's the single from their upcoming album, Light Upon the Lake Demo Recordings. It's a collection of early takes of all of the tracks on Light Upon the Lake, including a new single and another new cover. And the track I played for you was called You and Me and was an unreleased single from Light Upon the Lake, which is now seeing the light of day on the release of Demo Recordings. And that, let's see, when is that coming out? Did I not put when it was coming out? Oh my goodness. Well, these guys have been on the road for better part of 2 years now, and they're playing tonight in Nashville, and you can go to WhitneyTheBand.com for dates and info and information on when Light Upon the Lake Demo Recordings comes out. And that's going to be, the song is going to be on the upcoming Hot Takes post for today. Every Friday, Music Savage puts out a Hot Takes, all the songs of the week that we want you to hear. Great songs, great videos, and that will be out about 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Up ahead of that, a fantastic new one from London, four-piece Child Care, Getting Over You by Dressing Up Like You. And that single is out now, and you can head to their Facebook page for dates, because these guys are going on tour in the UK. Kicks off November 11th in Glasgow. And again, you can head over to the Facebook page for Child Care if you are in the UK and check them out. Hopefully they make their way across the pond one of these days. The Fruit Bats up out of that, the Ruminant Band, title track from the Chicago band's fourth album released back in 2009. And kicking off the set with the WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week from Calgary band Raleigh. Played you a great new single called Smoke in Our Eyes, and that is off of their wonderful new album called Powerhouse Bloom, and it's out today, September 29th. So be on lookout for that. Check out more stuff from Raleigh and pick up their album because it's a good one. All right. I am super excited to be able to premiere a new single from one of my favorite New York bands. I got to see these guys here in Boston this year, and it was just a fantastic show. These guys came in, they destroyed it. They destroyed it, and I instantly became even a bigger fan than I already was of them. They're called the Yeah Tones, and they have a new single that is out today, and you're going to dig it, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Enjoy new stuff from the Yeah Tones world premiere here on the Music Savage Show. That is not the Yeah Tones. That's a track that's coming up soon. I thought I would get through this without a silly slip up. But, you know, that's radio. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah Tones.
We'll be right back. Exploration.
Fun.
Pride.
Flexibility.
Travel.
Protection.
Ability.
Friendship.
Escape.
Independence.
Distracted driving means
danger.
Recklessness.
Irresponsible.
Chaos.
Police.
Devastation. Injury.
Tears.
Death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Now look here, in the house opposite. Black gatepost with a concrete frog squatting on top of it. Through the hallway. Ancient wallpaper, nicotine gold, up the stairs, rickety, loaded with history. Here, in the top flat, flowers on the windowsill, little breeze fluttering the petals as they stare out at the city streets. Gemma is awake. What woke her? Open eyes, street lights float slowly through broken blinds. She watches as the light plays across the tattered carpet. And she holds herself tight in the room's half darkness. It's cold. She wedges her hands underneath her armpits. It's 4:18, and Gemma's thinking.
Before I was an adult, I was a little wreck. Peddling whatever I could get my grubby mitts on. Ketamine for breakfast, bad girls for drinking with. I gave them puppy dog eyes for the acid on their fingertips. Heads in the basement, lips without faces, getting feisty. Half-baked in the bakery, eating pastries. Desperate for a body who could save me. But I never really wanted what they gave me. Always wanted something else, sweating in the dull queue. Spitting like a villain in the pantomime. Old shoes, bad teeth, drinking in the rain with my ghost. Sitting in the back of the class, comatose. Villains on my back in the dark, hold me close, but you never held. I did some things I swore I'd never tell. That night you tried to kill me, run me down with your car in the snow. I didn't realize how far you would go. Every day I live lives in the day I wake up, and my dreams are all screaming. I'm fine now, something remains, it's still pulling me. Yeah, my future is bright, but my past trying to ruin me.
Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more.
Some things when I was young that made me who I would become. I feel them with me every day, cause if you try and run away, they run beside you pace for pace. Trip you up and drag your face through the mud of every waste, a chance in every bitter taste. Heart is sprayed up with the names of all my friends who lost their way. Doesn't change, it all remains. It takes my strength and gives me shame. All I want is someone great to make me everything I ain't. But the only ones for me are the ones that shouldn't be. Even though I'm doing good, I'm working hard, my work is strong. Might be fun just for a while to go back where my hurt is from. Rinse myself to emptiness and push my body close to anybody who can recognize the presence of my ghost.
Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more. Tried to change it, but I know if you're good to me, I will let you go. Tried to fight it, but I'm sure if you're bad to me, I will like you more.
Thank you.
brothers wanna get my crown. Go! Just give me some more. Go! Come on, let's rock!
You don't need coffee. You just need the John Spencer Blues Explosion. Yeah, man, I love that song. Money, Rock and Roll. That's off of their seventh album, Plastic Fang, released back in 2002. Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. A great one called PTP from the Austin, Texas band's latest album, Backlash, released February of this year. One of my favorites from Kate Tempest, Ketamine for Breakfast, from the outstanding 2016 release, Let Them Eat Chaos. Great, great new stuff from Shame, track called Concrete. It's a wonderful new single from the up-and-coming UK band. This is their third single and the first track to be released as part of their record deal with Dead Oceans. The debut album, Shame's debut album, is slated for 2018. The North America tour kicks off in November with a stop here in Boston Thursday, November 16th at Great Scott. You can go to Shame Band UK. That's their Facebook page to find out more information. That is going to be, and I promise you kids, one hell of a show. Again, UK band Shame, and they're at Great Scott on Thursday, November 16th. Track called Concrete is what I played for you. And I premiered a fantastic new single from New York band The Yeah Tones. That song was called Son of a Gun, and it's out today. It's so good. And that new song, this new song follows the release of the band's debut album, Eviction Notice, that was released in 2016. And they are doing a quick little tour, and they're playing tonight in Newburgh, New York at The Warehouse. So check them out. And I'm going to be posting that song on Music Savage later today, so you can check it out there as well. All right, my friends, the Music Savage show is winding down. Man, I'm having a good time. I hope that you are too. Let's get back into some wonderful new music that just came out yesterday. Very excited about this. Here's a new one from Swedish sister duo First Aid Kit.
Thank you. pain is sadness. It's not circumstance, it's just madness. Queen of sorrow, queen of sadness. All the things that your family never knew.
See this thing through. street into a new town. So if you want me, honey, that's the risk that you're running. I just don't know any other way. So make up your mind if you wanna ride.
WMFO Medford. Music right there from Jesse Lafser. I knew I was going to not say that last name right. Jesse Lafser. Great one called Jack Hat Blues. And that boot-stopping good track is off of her 2015 album Raised on the Plains. Now, Jesse Lafser is part of the new supergroup who I played a few moments ago, who also, the band also includes Becca Mancari, who I just played before Jesse, her wonderful new song called Golden, and that's the great single from the Nashville musician's upcoming debut album called Good Woman, and it's out October 6th. Both Becky and Jesse are from Nashville. They have been making waves there on the Nashville music scene for a number of years now, and they are well known, and with this new album from Becca and Jesse's stuff, they joined forces with Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes to form this supergroup called Bermuda Triangle. And I just played for you a track called Rosie, which is a great version of Jesse Lafser's song from her 2015 album. So you can hear Rosie both on Jesse's album and the new reworked version of Rosie on Bermuda Triangle album. And they don't have a album coming out yet, but they're in the studio and they're working on their debut. I'm looking forward to that one. And kicking off the set with great new music from Swedish sister duo First Aid Kit, track called It's a Shame. The beautiful new single is from the Swedish sister duo's it's the first new music from the Swedish sister duo since 2014's Stay Gold. All right, my friends, I'm going to put on music that you know well. It means the end of the Music Savage Show. Thanks so much for listening. Please join me again next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel. For another edition, Music Savage Show. Until then, go out, see some music, support your local artists, support the local arts, support your local businesses. And most of all, be kind to each other. Just be good to each other. World's crazy. We need more kindness. It's up to you. It's up to us. It's up to Kirsten. Speaking of Kirsten, she's up next. It's not Rick. I'm leaving the Android Hunter off the air. And Kirsten will be going on in just a few moments. All right, my friends. See you next Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves. Stay tuned for Kirsten. Ciao.